Run! Go! Get to the jibber jabber!
Hey Valerie! It's on Apple Podcasts and Podomatic! Freaking awesome!
Episode of Jibber Jabber Podcast, where this week we have no structure whatsoever. I mean, it's arguable that we ever have structure, but it's just a conversation with all that's going on in the world. We thought we'll conversate, chuck it out there, and if you guys enjoy it, then hey, hey. J-Mac, as always, how's it going?
I am fan-fucking-tastic. Loving the lockdown, man. Loving it. Loving it. We're not going to talk about COVID-19 or 5G tonight, but We have to mention the fact that we're in lockdown. That's going to crop up every now and again. But I'm not feeling it as much as you, because you are actually fucking stuck in the house.
Mate, I've shaved my head. I got the corona cut.
He's went full fucking Britney Spears already. We're only 2 weeks in.
Full Britney Spears. Do you know, this is my second haircut. It grew so fast. It's a shame it wasn't so thick. Just in all the weird places, but I cut it again. Fucking lockdown will do that shit to you. I thought, man, if all those brave frontliners are out there risking their life, least I can do is fucking shave my head and get with a program, man.
Mate, I mean, as you can see, as people listening can't see, I've shaved my head as well.
the baldy bastard jabbers.
What was that? I sent Lauren a thing earlier on saying, what was it? Jibaldi Jabber. Like the 2 years are sitting here looking like fucking Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs.
I've just realised that now, like, just looking at you and looking at me, at this point in time, we just look like a before and after for Slimming World.
More to the point of you saying about that 5G, by the way, I saw a comment online that says the only thing dangerous about 5G is when you snort all at the one time. Oh, excuse me.
Oh. Mate, yeah. I swear to fucking nearly passed out. Oh. I laughed too hard. Wow. So, how's the lockdown treating that? I know that you are now working from home.
Yeah, so yeah. I've just been working from home and doing dad stuff, as always, man. Trying to keep positive. And by the way, staying positive in lockdown is very hard when you see all what's going on in the world, all the conspiracy theories, and actually all the realities as well. Do you not think?
That's why I genuinely try and steer clear of conspiracy theories about everything now. I mean, I like a bit of conspiracy theory every now and again.
No, when you're in it, though. your life is the conspiracy.
No, not even that. Like, I think, like, I do enjoy a bit of conspiracy. Mm-hmm. About 9/11 and stuff like that, and JFK, right? But it was fucking ages ago now. I don't like conspiracy about stuff that's going on, because the stuff that's going on right now is stressful enough without adding conspiracy into it, right? So my thinking is just fucking sit down, take a deep breath, just do what you're told. Do what you're told until it gets to the point where you go, nah, this has went beyond stay in your house because it's safe. Mm-hmm. As soon as it goes beyond that, you need to go, nah, there's something else going on. But up until then, fuck it. I'm just going to do what I'm fucking told.
I thought I had a brainwave today when I was thinking about some of these conspiracy theories, right? I was sitting there and I thought, see if the government wanted us dead. They tell us to go the fuck out. Like, if they really want to kill us, just don't tell us about the virus.
Also, if the government wanted us dead, we'd be fucking dead.
It's true. It's like, I've had this conversation where it's like this. It's like, well, what can we do? Oh, we should all uproar. We should be out there rioting. I'm like, yeah, they have drones and fucking tanks. We've got no chance. You've got a fucking bat.
we always take the piss out of Americans, like, the
government can't take my guns. And my guns protect me against an uprising of a tyrannical government, okay?
And then we go, mate, you know, a gun can't stop a tank. We always laugh about that. And then we go, we're not even allowed knives.
We can't even go out.
I'm going up and stabbing a tank.
The thing just explodes.
mate, that's brilliant. Could you imagine that? Like, just a stabbing a throw a knife at a tank and it blows up.
Michael Bay style.
Oh, Michael Bay, we fucking love you. No, I like old Michael Bay. I like Armageddon Michael Bay. I don't like Transformers Michael Bay.
Transformers is good. I think the best part about the Transformer movies is the ending. And I don't even mean that as I'm like, because it's over. I just think it leaves you wanting more, even though you're like, did I really enjoy all of what I've just seen?
Well,
I think it's the Linkin Park and the Optimus Prime, and we will come back if we need to. Do you know what I mean?
I remember watching the first new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and it got to the end when Shredder was fighting with him. I'm like, that's fucking Transformers! They've turned Shredder into a 100-foot monster without actually doing it. It's class.
See the because my son, major, huge Ninja Turtles fan, loves it. So, like, for years, all I heard in my house was, knock, knock, you about to get shell-shocked. That's the song for that, man.
Let's face it, man, the soundtrack for Ninja Turtles was never good.
Excuse me? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant.
Except that, I'm talking about, like, for example, Ninja Turtles 2. Was it Secrets of the Ooze when it just went all fucking R&B? So, come on. Like everything in the early 90s. I was watching Sister Act 2 the other night and I nearly fell off my seat.
Hey, see, like even that title, Secrets of the Ooze. Now you would never even get a title like that on any kind of movie. They don't make movies with titles like...
I was thinking about this the other day. I fucking hate subtitles in movie titles. Like, when you've got that Secrets of the Ooze, right? Fallen Kingdom. All that, I hate it. Put a fucking number in it. Put a number in it. Right, see if it's a prequel. It's Jurassic Park -1, right? I fucking hate taglines. Even like Top Gun 2, which I'm really looking forward to, should be called Top Gun 2. This Top Gun Maverick. Fuck off! We don't need that. We don't need it. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. All we needed was Terminator 2. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Come on. Stick with the numbers. I like numbers. I'm a simple simpleton.
You're a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy. I like to keep things simple. Look at Halloween. Halloween was great up until it went to Resurrection.
Mate. What about the Fast and Furious movies? Because they've got, like, Fast and Furious, then Too Fast, Too Furious, then, like, what?
Tokyo Drift.
And then Fast and Furious. Then you've got Furious. All that shit. It's like...
Furious 5!
Like, that can be confusing as shit. I think they should have done that a bit different for that.
To be honest, I think there should have only been the Fast and the Furious. That should have been it.
Too Fast was good, mate. I think Tokyo Drift as well.
Mate, I actually totally disagree. I wholeheartedly disagree. I think Tokyo Drift was better than Too Fast, Too Furious.
Aye.
100%. Too Fast, Too Furious was too sunny. It was too light. It was too popcorny. And yeah. I didn't take to that at all. I liked the kind of, I think Tokyo Drift went kind of back to kind of like what the first one was about, with kind of underground. It was drifting as opposed to street racing sort of thing, but it was all done at night time and it was all kind of quite smartly shot. The second one was just, it was too much LA for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've watched 3 movies recently, actually today. One.
You're working today.
Aye, but it was on the background as well.
Working from home, not
be working 9 to 5. What a way to watch some movies. Barely getting by. So one was
go.
Vin Diesel. Right. Another was you know that movie Onward?
Yes.
Mate, oh. And then another one after that was the one that made me stay on the couch for a bit more time than coming to do the podcast, which is it's called Onward. No, Onward, I just said that. That's me slapping myself. It was called The Healer, which, by the way, was good. I found the more that my day progressed, the movies got deeper. So Bloodshot is just like a normal army dude. Sorry, pardon me. Pardon me. And he's just a normal dude, but he gets fucked away. So he gets fucked away. They turn his blood into like these ants that heal him like fuck and turn him into a super weapon. They're like wee microscopic ants. If you could imagine, like, imagine you slice your arm. These ants that are now your blood, they pretty much in unison work fast as fuck to heal that up and heal you. So there's a part where he gets half his face shot off, and as it kind of like splatters, it all just goes nah and goes back onto his face, and they're all like, oh no.
Okay,
but that's all I'll tell you about that.
Be shit if you were suicidal though, eh?
I know.
For fuck's sake.
Not a chance, boy. I mean, you could just turn them off by like, and I'll leave that for you guys to watch. Another one is, it's called Onward, and that's the new Disney thing, the Pixar thing. Really deep. Obviously, they've got this spell that's going to bring their dad back so they can see him for one day because he died of cancer. And they only bring half him back. it's just legs. They're like, oh, fuck, we fucked it. So they need to go on an adventure to bring the rest of him back. And that's pretty deep, man. It's like Up a wee bit. It's pretty deep. There's parts where like one of the kids is talking, like the older brother's talking about how the last time he went to see his dad, he had tubes in him. He got scared and ran away and all that stuff. Like that's real. And it's quite deep. But Disney have always been sick like that.
It started off kind of subtle. It was always just animals that died. And then they were like, fuck it, we're going to start killing relatives.
Damn parents. The one I watched there, The Healer, that was actually really good. It was dedicated to Paul Newman, who's done a lot of work. It's basically about a guy that has this healing power to heal people. But he's like, I don't want it. And then, of course, he meets this wee lassie who's got cancer. He's like, give me a back! I love her! I want to heal her! And they're like, nah, you had your fucking chance.
Why was it dedicated to Paul Newman, of all
because
people?
The concept of that was based around an act. Like, obviously, Paul Newman didn't have healing powers like the guy in the movie, but what he done was opened up many different like resorts for kids that were dying of cancer who came and it showed you all like a big montage of like footage for over the years of all these kids. And I even looked to my wife and I says, that they don't look like they're dying, these kids, and they were so happy. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So they were saying like he's the healer. Like, so not all healers have to be magic, but this guy was a healer.
Okay. I like that.
So
that
check out, man. Actually, three of those movies. Maybe no Bloodshot. I don't know. It's all right. Onward and...
I think we both know that I would hate Bloodshot.
You're probably going to hate
it. We both know.
I can just see you be faithful. I'm not watching it. Watch The Healer. Watch Onward.
Right. Okay. I'll give the healer
like
a shot.
Your wife will like both of them. Murray will also like, sorry, your son will also like the first Onward. Maybe not so much The Healer, but you can watch them with your family. They're very, you'll probably greet like a wee girl.
Oh, you know me, man. I like a good wee fucking greet. I've had a few moments recently. Not even with movies, man. It's just like every now and again, I just take I kind of sit back and I'm like, fuck. It's just, fuck. Whether it be about this whole situation now, or I think about this whole situation that we're in, and then on top of that, I compound other shit that's on my mind, and it's just like, nah, I can't do it. And it's kind of brutal. But anyway, to try and cheer myself up, right? I watched The Meg the other day. Now, The Meg. Now, this is a movie podcast. Now, The Meg came out like 2 fucking years ago. I should have seen it already, right? Uh-huh. But we're not one of these big budget movie podcasts where they actually send us tickets to go and see these things and review them. That's not what we do.
We've kept free tickets before, and we pretty much put our own movies on in the cinema. So hey, don't underplay it, man.
There is that. But when it comes to like press screenings and stuff, we're not quite there yet. We're trying to get there. We're fucking working on it, right? But we will get there.
All we need to do is lift this lockdown over there.
We will get there. So
hell yeah.
I was looking. It was about 9:30 at night, and my wife normally goes to bed at 9:30 plus 1. And we're like, right, fuck it. I'll put on something brainless, and if it's shite, it's shite. Mel will go to bed, and I'll watch whatever I want for the rest of the night. Lo and behold, we both stayed up, and we both watched The Meg right to the fucking end. And I got to the end, I was like, I'm really surprised that I actually watched that whole thing. It was such good fun. It was like a proper good popcorn and chewing gum film. And I think that's what we both kind of needed at that moment. And yeah. It worked. What I liked about it was everything that was filmed in the sea. Now, I tend to generally not really enjoy movies that are set at sea. I just
can't run. I'm the one.
No, my general problem with films that are set at sea is that the threats are always pretty much the same. There's never anything original. It's always, right, you can drown or you're going to get munched. That's your two hangs. That's your two things that are going to get you if it's a film at sea. Drowning, munching, done. This film was literally no different for that, other than the fact that it was, I think it was so stupid that it was fucking great. But what I was going to say was everything that was filmed underwater, yeah, I almost felt like it was in space. And that's what I liked about it. To me, it felt like a science fction movie as opposed to a maritime adventure.
How scary was that part where they're down in the obviously under the water and that big fuck off shark just staring at them through the big window?
it just appears there like the fucking guy in Finding Nemo.
Here's the thing, sharks can't actually stop swimming or they die, so that there's your problem there, Meg. Shut up, Meg.
I'll tell you something. I'll watch The Meg 10 times more than watching Deep Blue Sea one more time.
You were going to say that. Mate, Deep Blue Sea was all right. I actually felt really sad when that lassie dies at the end of Deep Blue Sea, because, you know, I felt we had a moment when she ripped her top. I could half see her chebs. I always felt we had a moment. So I was invested.
Can we just take a moment right now and just celebrate the word chebs? It is great. What do we call them, just to be politically correct? It's like, oh, mix up chest and boobs. It's like, yep, chebs. Speaking of mixing up words, I was watching a cheap ass horror movie earlier on. Right, this was called Leprechaun Returns. Okay, now this Leprechaun film was so cheap they couldn't even afford Warwick fucking Davis, right? Okay.
Jimmy V.
Well, there was at one point, there's a kind of teenage girl protagonist, which is always the case with these cheap ass horror films, right? And she's sitting on a bus and she takes a selfie. You're like, I fucking hate her already. And then on top of taking that selfie, she uploads it to that well-known social network, Funstagram. And then, just for added amusement, once she gets to where she's going on that bus, she's like, ah, oh, fuck it, I gotta get a cab. So she, you would think, oh, she'll just Google some cab numbers. No. She doesn't Google anything. She Booglies it.
Boogly.
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 Boogly. You literally, you take a little bit of Bing, a little bit of Google, and then just the start of Yahoo, and you get Boogly.
Mate, Mate, could she not just get the scuba app and get a car for a scuba? I'll just call a scuba.
The thing is, I abandoned watching it, not because I wasn't enjoying it, because I was. It was so cheap and shit. But I was enjoying it, but then I thought, nah, I need to finish Tiger King.
Oh, I've not finished that yet.
Yeah, me neither.
That damn bitch.
Oh, man. COVID-19, it's Carol Baskin.
Yeah, man. Hey, did you see someone actually ask Donald Trump about one of the guys in Tiger King? Oh, Trump's God. Watched that. And then they're like, are you going to let him out? And he's like, I hope you don't mean a pardon. And they're like, no, I don't mean a pardon. But I saw a clip and someone actually questioned Donald Trump about letting the boy out. I've not watched it all yet, so I'm not as far as you, but I've been enjoying it. Mate, that doc, what's his face? He gets some trim, right?
Oh, the hippie dude.
What's his name? Doc Ankle? Antle.
Antle, aye, Antle. Man, that guy's a cult leader.
Yeah, no.
He's got a cult, man. He's like a modern-day Marilyn Manson, I was going to say. Modern-day Charles Manson. Charles Manson. He's a modern-day Charles Manson with fucking tigers.
Wait, do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
No. No. Because for me to believe that, I'd need to believe anything else that Joe Exotic ever said. I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, in different circumstances, just say that she was the constant antagonist, right? And she was going for, like, just say it was wee Jimmy and Janie, they open a zoo, and she's like, fuck you, you ain't helping no zoo. I'd be like, well, no. But Joe Exotic Zoo is pretty shit, really. I mean, it's like they let you get up close and personal with the tigers and that, right? But that's generally the sign of a shit zoo. A good zoo shouldn't let you get too close to these fucking things because they'll kill you.
Or HR mob, which you'll never financially recover from. I was like, of course they ate one of the staff's arms. What? Animals are safe. They got a lassie running about with half an arm and a dude running about with no legs. And it, welcome to my zoo.
Oh, that was not tiger related though.
But isn't it funny that you see him running about with prosthetic legs in a fucking zoo?
It's so funny. If you went to a zoo where all the staff were maimed, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Mate, what's with that boy? What's that boy with no teeth? His husband.
Oh, Methadone Mick.
Sorry,
Crystal Meth Mick. What's his fucking name? It's his ex-husband. It's his husband.
Oh, husband, I think he's one of them, isn't it?
Oh, God.
It says first husband.
His first husband. I think it's his second one shot himself, and the third one still thinks he loves him. How fucking far have you got, man?
Episode 3.
When you said you've not finished it, I thought you'd meant you'd more than started it.
Well, now I know what happened to him. Tell me they feed him to the tigers.
No. It's me, ain't it? They actually show but don't show his suicide in the show. Basically, it shows you somebody else's CCTV reaction to him blowing his fucking head off. Wow. And the thing is, the guy that seen it was like,
Carol Baskin. I saw the whole thing. It was Carol Baskin.
He blew his head off right in front of me. I was like, God damn, Carol Baskin.
I will never emotionally recover from this.
Oh,
as far as the documentary is made, the guys that made this documentary clearly were out with a motive, do you not think?
Well, you've not seen it all yet.
Well, thing is, though, I've seen, what's his name, Antle, and he got his cell phone out and he took a video, put it on social media, and he's like, guys, that boy has nice, beautiful teeth, but they told him to take him off and take him out and take his shirt off. So, like, it was kind of engineered.
That, kind of feel like that. Do you know, when I seen that, I was like, why the fuck would you get interviewed on camera without a t-shirt on? When for the rest of the thing, he's wearing a t-shirt. You know, it's not like he's never got a t-shirt on. It's like Bert Kreischer, the comedian, just never wears a t-shirt, right? That's fine. If he gets interviewed without a t-shirt, you go, ah, that's Bert. But for a guy that's wearing a t-shirt for the whole show, but for his on-camera talking head interviews, he was like, I would take my t-shirt off.
I'd take my teeth out.
It's like, wait, it looks like, remember the starting credits for King of the Hill? He wouldn't look out of place. Ding, 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 ding.
Are we being bad?
And, oh, man. There's so much more we need to discuss about it, but I think we're going to need to do it on a later episode because I've just found out how kind of not far you are through it.
I've seen this part. I saw a tiger.
God, his fucking music, dude. I've seen some cringy music in my time, right?
What about the one that Carol Baskin had on in a living room with the girls singing? The tigers and shit. Mate, she makes some fucking paper on the social media end, Facebook and whatnot, because of how many views and likes she has. They pay her a lot of money, yeah. Hey, guys, listen, you should like share our stuff so more people subscribe to us so we can make some money.
Do you know the thing about Carol Baskin? The thing about what she's doing, right? She's out there trying to close down tiger parks so that hers is the best. I mean, you can't call a zoo a rescue center, right? And then just run it like a zoo. A rescue center, you don't let the public, you don't let the public pay money to come in and fucking look at them, right? Right. If you like, just say that's like the RSPCA going, "Aye, £10," and you go, does it work like that? I think. Do you know what it is, man? I think there's bad shit going on both sides. But
I don't trust her one damn bit. I don't.
Nah. Just keep watching. I think the tide turns.
I'm gonna keep watching. What else have you watched?
I watched Die Hard with a Vengeance the other day, man. Right, I sent you a message saying, mate, that's so underrated. You were like, yeah, it's decent. I want you to explain yourself.
No, it's good, man. It's good. It's been a while since I watched the Die Hard movies. The last one I watched, really enjoyed, was 4.0.
I have to say, I really enjoyed 4.0.
That was Kevin Smith that made that movie.
You know, he was in it.
No, he wasn't. He made it.
He was in it.
He fucking was he? When?
Yeah, he was in it, man. He's the kind of way underground hacker that they go and visit at one point.
He definitely made that movie. He directed it.
No, he didn't.
He fucking did. He did.
He didn't.
Motherfucker.
He didn't.
Yes, he did.
If we were live right now, I'd get people to call in with the right answer.
Because he got paid to do it. That was he didn't want. He actually chose to stick to only the movies that he had written. After doing that, director. One second, producer. Where are we here? Could have sworn he did, like. What?
It was directed by a guy called Len Wiseman, who couldn't sound more Jewish.
Well, why did I believe that he had written that then? Or at least had more to do with it. Oh, well, I stand corrected.
Kevin Smith and Bruce Willis have got a bit of a kind of tumultuous relationship, you could say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, remember that really terrible film, Cop Out?
Yes, I actually like that.
It was awful. I think a lot of the reasons it was bad was basically because of Bruce Willis being a cunt. I was watching an honest. It was that. Do you ever watch Honest Trailers?
Sometimes.
Right, Honest Trailers, I find really fucking funny, right? But I watched an Honest Trailer for Die Hard the other day, and at the end of it, every time at the end it goes starring, then it goes through like funny names for everybody that's in it. So, but the first one they say is Bruce Willis, and you go Bruce Willis when he still cared. And the cop out was where he stopped caring. Another funny one of that was for the Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. They did an honest trailer for that. And I don't know if you remember much about that film, but that was with Nuclear Man. They call him Nuclear Man for the whole thing because Gene Hackman can't say nuclear. It's fucking hilarious. Right? Yeah. But he's like tall, muscly, blonde hair. And at the end of it, it goes, starring Christopher Reeve, Dolph Lundgren-ish.
Dolph Lundgren-ish.
Yeah, watch it. If you guys haven't seen Honest Trailers, watch them. They're fucking funny. They're really good.
Yeah.
So, Tiger King, we've still to finish it, so we will finish our opinions on it on the next episode. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Yep, we need to talk about it. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Highly underrated sequel.
Who's the bad guy in that one again?
Jeremy Irons.
And what's his persona?
He's Simon Gruber. It's Hans Gruber's brother.
Right.
Said simple Simon, I'm going to the fair. Give me your pies.
That's actually a great recipe for a sequel. Well, you didn't kill his fucking brother. He wants you now because you killed his brother. Right? Isn't that a great recipe for a sequel?
It was simple but effective. And Samuel L. Jackson makes the movie. He steals the show. He's class. He's class as a racist black guy.
Mate, he's always a racist black guy, isn't he? Did you see Django Unchained?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, no. But in this one, he's racist against white people.
right.
Yeah. Like,
Samuel L. Jackson then.
It's acceptable racism. That's what we call that. When black people are racist against white people, that's perfectly fine. That's not real racism.
Like, God, do you know what your ancestors done to his ancestors? Are you crazy?
Yeah. What's the key word there? Ancestors. Wasn't he fucking me?
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on quickly before we lose our contract for documentaries. That we don't have yet.
Sake.
So, what else did I watch? There was something else.
Are you banging your table? I can hear a lot of echo.
Sorry. Yeah.
Microphone banging. More to edit. I'm looking at this.
You're editing nothing, mate. I've come to realize you actually edit nothing. All you do, all you do is you just stick in wee extra sounds. You don't take any sounds out.
Any remarks? No. What I've begun to do, right, is crispen up certain parts of the episode. Right, I do take parts out, but it's very, you don't notice it because it's been done so effectively. But the parts where you're like, oh fuck, I didn't go and just cut that bit out. I leave that the fuck in. Hell yeah, man. Of course. Oh. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were speaking there and it went quiet. See, there's another part that I will not be editing out.
Do you know, that was one thing that always it kind of made me laugh. I remember a while ago, we joined that podcasters kind of community page thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago. And most of them are American, right? Mm-hmm. And they post questions hi guys, I was just wondering, a guy has asked me to edit a podcast for him, and I was wondering how much you would recommend charging to edit a podcast. Like, I normally charge like $80 an episode, but that's dependent on the length of the episode. And I was like that. Typey, typey, typey.
edit it your fucking cell.
Yeah, we do get quite a laugh on that. I always see this as well. My first episodes just went up last week and I've got 400,000 views. Is that good? Is that good? 400,000 downloads? I'm like, no, mate. That's shite for your first episode. Like, what is that? And how?
That's people that plough in 500 grand to their first episode, right? And then get it advertised everywhere. Like, ISIS advertised their podcast for them, right? And then they go, "Ooh, got 500,000 downloads in my first week. Well done." It's self-congratulatory shite. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's like community pages. Let's talk about community pages in general, just for a little minute. I don't know if you know this about me, Kev, but I'm quite active on community pages these days, and I fucking hate them, right? And the reason I hate them. It's because people that are on them are fucking. I'm not finishing that word.
He said retard.
But fuck me, man. Fuck me. Right, we're in the middle of a lockdown, and I seen somebody on my local Facebook page saying, "Don't hate me for this, but are there any mobile hairdressers still working?" No!
No! Why do you think the corona cut is a thing? Get a fucking set of clippers like everybody else.
Oh, man, I nearly flipped a fucking lid, right? And there's other ones. Does anyone know what's going on at the bottom of Smith Road? It's like, why? Why does it matter to you? You live at Jones Road, you cunt.
And for the record, there's two grannies getting fucking beaten to shit by the cops for fucking social distancing rules. Did you not see them being dragged up the street?
Here's another one of my favourites. Here's another one. Guys, just to let you know, the corner shop at the corner of Smith and Jones Grove has loads of nappies, toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Does they know, you fanny? Well done!
Even so, like, no way a shop has stuff that you would usually find in a shop. News.
Wait, I don't know if the community pages are listening to us right now, but
they're all listening.
They're definitely listening because our connection is so bad right now. you look like a video conference for 1984.
Thank you.
Carol, in fact, yeah. It's like a 14-piece jigsaw is what I'm looking at.
That's just my face, mate.
Community pages. Here, this was my favourite one. This one made me piss myself laughing. Right, everybody. The other night there was a supermoon. The other night, I don't know if any of you ever seen it.
Supermoon,
which means the moon's out and it's a wee bit brighter. Okay, right, that's supermoon. Okay. So everybody was posting blurry pictures that they took with their phone going, "Oh, look how bright the moon is," right? Okay. A few people put some fucking effort in and actually got their good cameras out and they sorted out their apertures and their exposure time.
P900s.
Fuck P900, right? They made some proper effort to take some really good photos, right? Okay, and some of the pictures of the moon were pretty spectacular, I have to say, right? One post with a picture of the moon said, "Oh, slightly different view of the moon." Hate to big to you, cunto. We all see the same fucking thing, okay? Okay. If you move to the other end of your garden, you still see the same moon. All right. Just so you know. So, see that wee face, the moon? It never changes its expression, does it? Yeah, minge. I hate stupid people. I really hate stupid
people. It's the blatant ones. I tend to be related to a few people that put shit on Facebook and I read it and I'm like, oh no. I mean, with me, my crime is I share plenty of videos which I deem funny as hell, and the only reason I share them is so I know where to find them again when I watch them again. That's good at my timeline. That's literally the only reason I share it. But that's what I'm guilty of. Guilty!
One of my favourite memes that I've seen recently, it was actually one that I shared simply because of that reason. I wanted to be able to go, right, I need to see that again. It was a guy just riding his bike, la 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 la. Then he takes a stick, shoves it through his front wheel in between the spokes, falls off the bike and goes, fucking 5G.
I shared that. I think that's how you saw it. Because I actually shared that on my timeline. Fucking 5G.
So, anyway, have you been to the pictures recently?
That's working out alright. I saw another one. It's like, skydiver forgot parachute, dies of coronavirus.
I've seen that one. That's class.
Dies of coronavirus.
Jesus.
See, you know. What's another thing? You see the thing? There's a big teddy of Gizmo sitting outside a trash can and basically says, whoever threw this away, please pick it up. The weather forecast says it's going to rain and we already have enough going on. Or the one with Joe Exotic playing, what's that game, Guess Who? It's like, does she look like a bitch? have a really cool gif, and it's a bald guy with a big beard, and he's like, fuck the hat.
He's like, I'm not wearing a mask, fuck that. I'm just going to put my beard over my face and put a hat on. These kind of weird and scary times are actually bringing out the best in a lot of people, but it's also bringing out the worst in more people, I have to say.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. I mean, just to illustrate the stupidity of some people, okay? Not one symptom of this virus involves excessive toilet use.
Yeah, mad, eh?
Not one. Yeah, everybody stocks up on toilet paper. Okay? That's like going, listen, guys, there's a new virus out there. It's a bad one. It's really bad. It makes you go blind. And then everybody goes out and buys ear protectors.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Fucking idiots, man. Fucking. I've no time. I've no time for idiots. No time.
Fuck them, man. I mean, it is. It's one of those fucking crazy things. It's unprecedented times, you know. What we need to do is stay home, protect the NHS, and save lives. Sick of fucking hearing that. Because all I hear on those daily updates, but let's not even go into that whole tunnel. Do you know what we should do is highlight how well and how fucking proud we are of the people on the front line in the UK and all around the world. The people that the jobs where you would usually just, not you necessarily, or me, having come from retail, as you have yourself, but the people that jobs were deemed, you know, non-important are the fucking people carrying the UK on their back.
It's not going to change a fucking thing, though. That's the terrible thing about it, is that all it would take, fucking hell, sound like a community page cunt, all it would take... Right? All it would take to sort their situation out would be to take maybe £100 a month off the bankers. Take £100 a month off all the high-end bankers and you could pay the people that actually matter a decent fucking wage. And do you think they'll miss £100? Well, they fuck. That's them getting their nails done. And I'm only talking about the guys. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking nonsense. The system's backwards. It's backwards.
And let's hope that that gets acknowledged. But for some reason, I think, once all this is over, I think it'll just go back to the exact same fucking way it was. Maybe a different perspective, a few boycotts. But before you know it, they'll all be arguing about what gender your fucking dog is and what pronouns you've got to use for your cat.
Do you know, the good thing about this is all that's disappeared.
Oh, isn't it just there?
Oh, it's gone. It is gone. That flat earth, it's all fucking gone. Except 5G. For some reason, 5G still manages to rear its fucking ugly head. I'm not going to talk about it, though, right? But. I don't think it's going to go back to the way it is, right? I think what's going to happen is people are going to feel weird about being close to other people for quite a long time. Like you find it yourself, you've started looking at other people like they're kind of walking germs, you know? It might take a wee while to go over that. excuse me. I think the economy is going to, it's taking a bit of a kicking, like, which is funny because most people are actually still going to work. The people that aren't going to work are people that work in most shops, hotels, bars, stuff like that, right? I get away with going to work now because it's not a public facing job. We don't have customers coming in and out. So that's the only reason I get to go to work. And it's a relatively small company, so there's not a lot of people there now that have to be there. Anybody that can work from home is doing that. So I'm actually all right. But the whole boycotting thing is annoying me a little bit. Everybody's saying, oh, boycott Witherspoons because he's not paying his staff. It's like, right, okay, I understand. I totally understand the sentiment, right? But if you boycott Witherspoons, those staff that he's not paying won't have a job, never mind not having a paycheck. Right? It's the bigger picture you have to look at. They might not be getting paid right now, but when they come back to work, they will be. But if you boycott it when they come back to work, they'll be completely out of work. And that's your fault at that point. That's nothing to do with CEO Mick Fannyboss, he's got other businesses anyway. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll live off the money that he's made. So boycotting, don't boycott. Boycotting's a load of shite. You'll hear everybody will say, oh, so-and-so this person turned back a carer because they never had the right uniform on for getting in at 9 in the morning. Boycott it. No, don't boycott it. If you boycott it, you're just fucking the entire business, therefore fucking every member of staff that had nothing to do with the decision to turn that person round. This is where it all gets fucked up. And this is where social media's got a massive, massive part to play in what could be the ultimate downfall of the entire country. Don't boycott businesses. Don't boycott a fucking takeaway because they're still open. Don't boycott a delivery driver because he handed you the food instead of putting it on your doorstep. This is the shit we're dealing with now because of retards on fucking community pages.
Yeah, there is a lot of power in boycotting. You've seen it many times.
I think boycotting should be reserved for normal times where things are going a little bit peak tall. These are not normal times. Stop your boycotting shite. Also, stop your party political shite. I'm fucking terrible for it. I'm one of the worst for party political stuff, right?
Yeah.
I always do. I've stopped it. I stopped it as soon as all this shit started. And do you know why? Because the fucking Tories started behaving decently. And it's at a time when Tories start behaving well, you have to go, right, well, I think we should all just kind of knock it on the head a wee bit. And everybody's doing what any other party would do in the same circumstance, right? So fucking leave it alone. Just, I don't want to see anything about unionism, nationalism, separatism, fucking jism. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. And I'm normally really bad for it. I'm not interested. Stop it. And if you keep posting it, you're a fanny. Anyway, Kevin, you got anything to say? You look very tired.
Exactly. If you do that, you're a fanny. No, man. If I'm tired, it's only because I was up early as hell this morning with my wee baby girl, and then I work while she's chilling on the couch. You know what's funny? See, when I was getting my hair shaved, my 2-year-old daughter, Gracie, came up. She's like, I want to do it now. Like Gracie, you don't want to shave all your hair off. You're a girl. Shave my hair. I was like, okay. So I got the shaver. I just rested it on her head as it vibrated. I was like, there you go. I've shaved it. But how crazy. Wee girl wanting her hair shaved. No, sorry. Maybe she'll grow up to tell me that she's not a girl, but she is, in fact, a DVD.
So I got a hole in me, but I'm full of information.
Like a digital versatile disc.
I kind of tricked the missus earlier on. I sent her a big picture, not a big picture, a normal size picture that you take on your phone. Just a picture. I sent her a photograph of a big pile of hair on the bathroom floor, which was obviously mine. And I sent it to her. She's like, oh, did you shave Murray's head? I was like, no, shave my own head. Do you think I'm that fucking stupid? Could you imagine what would happen to me if I shaved my son's head? And she came home to see this wee fucking mini-me looking fucker running about with his pinky at his lip.
Mate, would she not like that?
I'm going to hazard a little guess and say fucking no.
Why? I tried to shave Harry's head, but Lauren was like, no! Done it to Lucas, she was like, oh!
Mate, I think
too late for Lucas. It was already halfway up his head.
I remember being in like primary 2, 3, and if a kid in the class had a skinhead, you knew that none of their parents had jobs.
That's not true.
It fucking was when I was a kid.
Well, I suppose maybe none of their parents had jobs. That's a bit stereotypical.
Oh, that's what I'm here to promote. So, anyway, man, I can tell that you're tired. I'm tired. We're both tired. We should cut it there. This has been a very kind of haphazardous episode. But I tell you something, I've had fucking fun doing it.
it's been an hour pretty much by the time we hit the go home button. Anyway.
Yeah, by the time Kevin doesn't delete anything but add stuff, we should be over an hour, so it's all good.
Just think all the things that I have cut out over the years. Remember that episode with Stephen McCall? I had to cut out some shit to get in trouble. See, that's how professional we are at not getting paid. That we even look after our guests. We're not those guys that put, the dirt and say, oh, look what we got.
You can get that this.
You can find that on Patreon for all our big subscribers at Patreon. I'm like a serious
statement. You notice that since we signed up for Patreon, we have done fuck all
I didn't even announce that we had a Patreon. No, I don't even think I fucking filled anything in. I just thought, you know, I'll reserve our account for Patreon for when that day comes where people care about us enough to fucking pay £3 to get an extra episode. Do you know what, though? We should get another guest on our show very soon. There's plenty of guests.
I've put some feelers out there, man. I'll
Do you know how many cool celebrity motherfuckers I've gotten as a Facebook friend or contact for, right? Which I find funny.
The best time.
Exactly. See Jimmy V. He's been on our show like 4 times and still does never recognise us or remember having anything to do with us every time we meet him. Hey, sorry, Jimmy. He's like, all right. I'm like, mine does. You did it, do you? No.
to be fair though, man, he probably does meet a good like 2 or 3 folk like us every year.
That's us. That is us.
You know what's happening, man? I think he thinks he's going nuts, right? Every time somebody interviews him, he's like, "Fuck, this looks like the same guys as last time. I must be losing my fucking marbles."
Wait, this guy plays R2-D2. He's R2-D2. We can officially put that as our tagline, Jibber Jabber Podcast, R2-D2. Doesn't he fucking remember? Mate, get this right, get this. And anybody listening, right, if even one of you guys comments on our social media, says that you want this, I will make it happen, right? But you remember Jaws, obviously you remember Jaws, right? See, mm-hmm. that kid that gets munched on the surfboard. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I've got him on Facebook.
See, he's my pal.
I've got him on Facebook. He's literally, like, makes money off of being the kid that got eight in Jaws. Do you think we should get him on the show and be like, right, so what was it like, no being eaten by a fucking shark in a fake movie?
Aye, so what have you been doing since? Not a lot, to be honest. Just kind of living off the fact that I was the first wee cunt to get eaten by a big shark.
By the way, even if we were going to get him in now, when I ask him if he'd like to come on the show, he's going to listen to this episode for reference and hear what you just said and fucking decline me.
Oh, that's your fault for bringing it up.
Sorry. Who else have I got on Facebook? I've got a couple of Game of Thrones actors. We always have, you know, that direct line to the cast of It. We have who is it? What's the boy? Sam Coleman.
Why?
We should reach out. You guys at home, let us know who you'd like us to interview. We did have some cool episodes lined up, but this whole fucking Jibber Jabber virus came along and just wiped that out of the window. So,
Jib Jab 19. That's our new promo code.
I know, Jib Jab 19. So when this shit blows over and the world's a little bit normal, if that's ever a thing, we will get the cameras rolling. We're going to start completing our documentary with G-Tom Mac, and we will also be bringing you all the coolest and up-to-date fun with our future guests. J-Mac, I can't see your camera anymore. Are you chugging?
No. I am sitting down. Finished chugging.
That was quick. I mean, hot.
Finished chugging with a big fucking baldy heat. Listen to this. Cannot remember the last time my head made that sound. That sounds like a violent wank.
No, this is...
Oh, it's been a long time coming, Kev. A long time coming.
That is what it is. Do you think I suit it? Everybody says I do.
Well, you've kind of just put the answer in my mouth there.
Thanks.
Do you like this? Everyone else does. So if you don't, you're a dick.
There's always one. There's always fucking one.
To be fair, man, if you didn't look like a 1970s bathroom window pane right now, I'd fucking tell you, but the internet connection's so bad.
I don't know. Mine looks all right for here. It's probably yours.
No, do I sound okay to you? Because...
Mate, you sound good, but you look like I downloaded you on LimeWire.
You gave your computer...
I'm a fellow American.
You gave your computer AIDS.
Fuck. This fucking call gave me AIDS. How bad the quality is. not the call. I mean, like the visual.
But I think this episode, man, this requires little to no editing, and it should be out by this time tomorrow.
Hopefully, yeah, fingers crossed. I'll chuck the intro in.
Aye. So I think we're pretty much there. Next episode will be a bit more polished with some more. Proper jibber jabber, but this was a real jibber jabber because it was totally unplanned and we just talked shite for an hour and how long?
About an hour. You know, that's initially what the jibber jabber was. It was our secondary show to the main thing, the Enter the Man Cave. But we'll not go down that rabbit hole. Mate, those still exist.
Still painted on my wall, it's just behind all my DVDs.
Imagine how cool it would be if you had the jibber jabber painted there, eh?
Aye.
Thing is, though, these things happen.
Mate, when this, well, I haven't mentioned this much, but just before the lockdown, we went to see a mortgage advisor, and we managed to basically keep our mortgage payment term the same, and our monthly payment the same. But also take $7,000 out to convert this room properly into what will be. But
wow.
Then the fucking lockdown happened. They're like, they're not doing valuations on properties anymore, so you'll just need to fucking wait.
Hey mate, your wife your wife were really supportive, giving you $7,000 to do up your own wee cave. That's fucking...
Aye, but she's...
That's awesome.
She's given me $7,000 to add $10,000 to the property value, man. It's the illusion of doing something nice.
It's all a trick.
It's all a trick. It's just so she gets more than the divorce.
How can you get more than it all?
Women find a way.
True.
It was like, I realize your husband's not worth a lot of money, so. In the divorce settlement, we've also recommended that he give you his legs.
I'm just going to take these.
Like, from the knees down, or no, hips down. hips down. You're getting fuck all, man. You're like the wee skateboardy cunt.
and then they drop you off at Joe Exotic's place. Fit right in. What happened to your legs, Carol Baskin?
So, well, the good thing is about working here is you can't lose no more limbs. So, that's good for me. Okay.
I repeat, this is not a drill, but the guy with no legs just lost both his arms to the tiger in a tiger cage. Turns out he couldn't run out the cage in time. We will need a wheelbarrow. Can you imagine if you were just a stump?
And then the next time we're like, okay, now if you get in trouble, just give us the signal. You're like, okay, and then in your wheel in your wee fucking wheelchair, you're like, oh shit, that tiger's looking mean at me. You're like, okay, I'll give him the signal. You're like, shit, ain't got no arms, can't give him the signal. You just start kind of moving your eyebrows around erratically. He's like, man, is he surprised or something?
See if you had no arms or legs and you're just a stump. Do you think you'd feel suicidal?
Probably.
Fuck no, man. Put a straw in my mouth and set me in front of a big fucking cinema scene.
Hey, how you doing? I'm the human tic-tac.
I'm just going to sit here, watch all my favorite movies, get fat, drink some beer, and eat some popcorn.
How the fuck do you put all your favorite movies on with no fingers?
You get somebody to do it for you.
Yep, and who the fuck is that? Because ain't nobody marrying no stump.
Ha ha ha, already married.
Yep, and before you got divorced, you still had your fucking legs.
Will this change anything? I have no legs. Nah. 3 weeks later, just no feeling it anymore. A bit like you and your legs.
It's like, see, you do still have your legs, and you walk into your mate's house, and he's like, "Oh, how you doing, man? Take a seat." He's like, "I can't. Wife took my ass in the divorce." Oh, horrendous, horrendous.
Oh, good thing, man. On that note, we have been J-Mac and Kev. Kev the Rev.
When did you get ordained?
You can do it in, what's that thing called? Boogle.
Boogly!
Boogly. I got it done on Boogly.
I got it done on Boogly and I uploaded it to Funstagram. Good night and goodbye, my jibbers and jabbers.
Like, subscribe, follow us, don't die.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad, give it away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad, give away. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. So I opened the door, we can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So
we could kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, it's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him at McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They're giving way. They're giving way. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. They're giving way. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. They ain't giving away, 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 they ain't giving away. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. So I opened the door, we can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, it's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him at McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They're giving way. Give away. My neighbor got big testicles, cause we see this dude